Welcome to another TNIAB E3 2015 special. This episode we're focusing on the Electronic Arts Presser. I'm Vince and I'm here with Anthony.
Yellow.
Yes, that's right, E3. And if this is your first time listening to one of these, the format is very simple. We just pick out our favorite announcements and highlights from the specific press conference we're covering and go from there. Mm-hmm. If you haven't listened to the previous shows, I recommend you do go back and check out the first two we did, because I'm sure if you like this one, you'll like those ones as well. Mm-hmm. So now, EA, Electronic Arts, known by everyone as the sports game manufacturer. And let me tell you, Anthony, this what? Press conference had a lot of sports.
Yo, they lived up to their sports name. Jeez.
There were a lot. Usually in past years, they save the very middle for sports, but it was kind of like, let's just sprinkle sports in everywhere.
That, man, that thing, that Pele thing lasted forever.
Yeah, yeah, it did. I didn't know what I was doing anymore. I thought I was in like another world.
Yeah, so during that time, I watched that Transformers Platinum Games trailer.
Mm-hmm.
That game looks awesome.
It looks pretty good.
It looks awesome. He turned into a truck and he drifted on top of enemies.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. Bumblebee turned into a Volkswagen Beetle, started beating on things.
So good.
Yeah. Looks good. I'm excited. But anyways, let's just talk about the only thing that mattered at this press conference.
Need for Speed?
No. There's a new Mass Effect game. Of course there's a new Mass Effect game. Yeah. Mass Effect Andromeda. It was only a trailer,
mm-hmm.
and they announced a release window, holiday 2016, and I expect it to be January 2017.
But 2017? Jeez, okay.
That's what I imagine the release day is. But, yeah, it was just a trailer. I think I like the tone of the trailer. They're playing Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Mm-hmm.
Very Western vibe.
The Mako's back.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that was, like, my least favorite part of Mass Effect 1.
Yeah, wasn't very good.
But yeah, man, this looks like a Mass Effect trailer.
It does. I guess the big point is this is going to be set in an entirely new galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing to do with the previous three games, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I believe it takes place concurrently to the timeline of the first three games,
mm-hmm.
which is fine. And, yeah, it's Mass Effect. I can't be more excited for it. I mean, I just want to play it.
You're going to get whatever the Ultra Max Special Super Edition is?
That's what I've been doing since the beginning, so I might as well.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't announce a HD Collection Edition.
Yeah, I was also surprised at that. I was like, really? Like, maybe they'll do it later. Or I'm sure it's coming. There's no way EA's not going to jump on that.
Yeah, maybe because they're like, well, 4 still 2 years away, so we have next year to bring it out.
Yeah, they have a bunch of time to announce it. They have a bunch of time to release it. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but that's really it for Mass Effect. What about you? What you going to tell me about?
First off, I'm going to do just a quick one. I thought that new Elder or not that new Old Republic game or that new Republic game.
What was... new Republic game?
The expansion for their MMO.
Oh. Yeah.
I thought it was a new Old Republic game, and I got so excited.
What?
And then it wasn't, and I was like, no.
What?
Yeah.
He came out, and I think his title was like, yeah, the Old Republic MMO Managing Director or something.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to that. I missed that part, and then it was just like, I'm like, what is this? Wait, an expansion? What is this an expansion to? And then I forgot that MMO existed.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I'm like, yeah, it's an expansion. It's a free expansion.
No. Oh, I just want a new Old Republic.
Yeah, well, that's your fault.
Yeah, but the one, my pick right now, it's Need for Speed.
Yeah, Need for Speed.
They're bringing back Need for Speed Underground, pretty much. They're just calling it Need for Speed, though. It's I guess it's another franchise reboot.
Uh-huh.
And they're bringing back full motion video, like real movie cutscenes. Bringing back the Need for Speed Underground customization. Some fucking weird new drift camera, which is, like, I don't know how. Man, that looked crazy.
Yeah, but I don't know. I never play racing games in that camera.
Yeah, you always play them in cockpit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I wonder how I'll get used to that. But man, yeah, I wanted a new Need for Speed Underground, and this is what they gave me.
Yeah, well, to be fair, they said it's more than just Underground. It's all the best parts of all their Need for Speed games.
Yeah, they got police, they got customization.
They got that crazy story from Most Wanted.
But they don't have Razor Callahan. Where's Razor Callahan?
What if he's the top one you have to impress?
He's on the top of the blacklist again?
Oh, you never know.
I hope so.
He got out.
I just want to go play Most Wanted now.
Yeah, but no. Need for Speed looks hot.
Yeah, they had one car had on a sticker on the back of it. It said Hooniging or Hooning?
Hooning.
Yeah, Hooning. I was like, oh man, Ken Block is back.
Stronger than ever. I am positive that, you know, whether like it covers five different aspects to racing or the underground, I'm positive Ken Block is the one for style.
Yeah, probably.
Like his silhouette's there. He has the hat and he's wearing the racing suit.
Or just drifting, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Ken Block. Cool. You're still relevant.
I guess. We did name a whole podcast after his Hooning, so.
Yeah, we did. He's good. I like that.
But yeah, I really want to play this new Need for Speed game.
Yeah. I'm only going to dip into a little bit of the sports, but I'm not really going to talk about the sports. I just want to talk about how I love buzzwords.
Okay.
And the best one at this show, like the pretty good one was Draft Champions for Madden.
Draft Champions was good.
I was like, yeah, but the one that really caught my eye, Game Face HD.
Game Face? With Hoop God?
Yeah,
with the hoop god.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they scanned his face to put him in NBA.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That was the whole thing, yeah.
That's great. I didn't realize that the NBA market was really after all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready to up your swag, Vince?
It depends if I get NBA.
Yeah, I guess you can't up your swag if you don't buy the game.
Yeah, but really, I don't know why this technology is not being implemented in their other games.
Yeah, like in they're non-sports games.
Like, why can't I do that with Mass Effect?
Because that would be smart, Vince. And
what if I did it with Need for Speed and you can see me in Need for Speed?
Yes, yes. That'd be the best. Like, just like you look at the rear view cam and it's just your face in the driver's seat. Yeah, that'd be cool. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I never know why they don't put like that tech in like every game, but
yeah, like for as much we always make fun of sports games, but sometimes they bring the most interesting ideas to gaming, and yet they're never used anywhere else.
Yeah, like oh man, if you could use that face feature in a fight night,
yeah,
and then like have your face get punched in.
Well, you never know. That is a sports game.
So. Yeah, it is technically it is a sports game, so maybe they'll use it there. But
yeah, that's a. That's one of my picks. What else you got?
I got Mirror's Edge.
Mirror's Edge Catalyst. Mirror's Edge
Catalyst. Bringing back Faith. They're showing some of her prequel story, pretty much.
Yeah.
And, man, that looks like Mirror's Edge, but that looks like a super nice Mirror's Edge.
Yeah.
I liked how they've upped the combat, all the rolls and the backflips in combat, how it all looks in first person.
Mm-hmm.
I can still see people getting motion sick, just like the first game.
Yeah.
But my thing is, they didn't really announce any side features. So, like, my favorite feature in the first Mirror's Edge was the time trial mode, where they just took story levels and they took out enemies, and then you just had to find the fastest route through the level. And so that stuff was really fun. And I hope they probably will bring that back, but I hope they bring that back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they will. I'm sure it's part of it, but right now it's not the focus.
Yeah.
Right. At this point, I don't know if I can get any more excited for Mirror's Edge because it's the type of game where you just have to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think a trailer is going to excite me anymore. If anything, a trailer will take away excitement now.
Okay.
And when they revealed the release date was February, I was like, aw, bummer.
Yeah, that's the thing about EA is like some things are just like it's out now or it's out this year and you're like, holy shit. But then other ones are like, it's out 2 years from now, or like, we don't have a release date, or it's next year.
Yeah, so I was just like, February? Aww.
I'm sure it'll come faster than you think.
So, yeah, probably. I just hope I forget about this game until it releases.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, yeah, I love the visual style, just the aesthetic of everything. I always like postmodern futuristic worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And I like their use of color. I mean, I like how she always has red
to show, like, and I saw there were like footprints on walls to show you could walk up stuff.
Yeah.
Or run up stuff.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's a little too on the nose.
Yeah. It suggests that there's like a million runners out there,
mm-hmm.
and this is their preferred path.
That's when they bring out their massively multiplayer Mirror's Edge game.
Yeah, I bet there is going to be one. I bet you that's the multiplayer component here.
Just everybody runs everywhere?
I bet you it's a foot race. And that's it.
Oh, if they had a race mode for multiplayer, that'd be cool. I'd be down with that.
Would it, though? Would it?
Yeah, no, I think that'd be really fun. Like, everybody's got to find their ultimate path, and, like, only the most efficient survive.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, it wouldn't be... It would just be, like, point A to point B, and it wouldn't be, like, a track. Like,
oh, that's of course not. Yeah, no, yeah. It would be running across rooftops.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Maybe. I don't know. Is combat... We saying combat's in there for the race mode?
For the race mode? No. Just running. Just pure speed.
Interesting.
I'm sure there could be like a combat side mode where you could like jump kick someone in front of you and springboard off their back.
Because if there's no combat, then there should just be time trial mode.
Yeah, true.
Race mode.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. But yeah, that's I'm excited. I love Mirror's Edge on the whatever it came out on.
On the everything it came out on.
That's right. I'm probably gonna love this one too.
Yeah.
I can't wait to play without a gun.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. Like the first game too. Like I didn't play with a gun at all.
Mm-hmm.
Except for when I needed some trophies with a gun.
Cool. So I've only got one last thing to talk about.
Okay.
Unless you have anything else, and the last thing I want to mention is the big one. So.
Oh, okay. I want to mention Unraveled.
Unraveled. Oh yes, Yarn Man.
Yeah, Unraveled. Look, it's like the guy who came out to do to introduce Unraveled looked just super genuine, and like when they showed the close up of his little Unraveled doll.
Yeah.
And his hands were just got the shakes like real hard. Like it was impossible to hate. It was impossible to hate that game. Like just to see how actually genuine he was in being excited to be there and show off his stuff.
Oh.
But it looks pretty cool. It's like a 2D platformer. There's a lot of stuff going on with like your smaller than average, your bug sized yarn guy traveling mm-hmm. across the world. Mm-hmm. It's kind of almost like Toy Story when they're doing stuff outside of Andy's room, right? Where everything is way bigger to them.
Yep.
Yeah, in that kind of sense. But it looks really endearing.
Yeah. I don't care about this game.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then for me, the last one is the big one.
Of course, let's just get to it. Star Wars Battlefront.
Yo, this game looks sick!
Yeah, if there's one shooter you should be playing this holiday season... Star Wars.
Man, they have both first person and third person.
Yeah, that surprised me because it started up in first person and I was like, oh no, it's first person. And then they did the third person thing. I'm like, yes.
It's like, oh, it's both.
Yes.
They have cockpit views for ships as well as the third person views.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad that there is no iron sights.
Oh yeah, I didn't see any iron sights.
Yeah, because iron sights would ruin third person.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've got all the sounds, the maps looking, or the
big, Hoth level.
Yeah, it looks incredible. Cool. People in ships, AT-ATs, and then all the stormtroopers and the rebels.
Man, AT-STs blow up real good.
Yeah, you can do the cable towing.
Man, yeah. This game looks sick.
And there's then you can bring in Jedis through various means.
Yeah, so did you see that Jedi gameplay? That was crazy.
Yeah, when Luke came, when they brought in the Jedi Master Luke, I was like, "What the? This is weird." And then he only had the lightsaber, and he wasn't dressed for the winter. I'm like, "What the?"
Yeah, yeah.
And then
he's warmed by the Force.
I guess so. And then he goes to fight the snowtroopers, and I'm like, "Huh."
Yeah, he just wrecks people. Like, he deflects shots back at people. Force push killed three people in a row.
Yeah, but then I'm like, well, you're a Jedi.
True.
I guess I can't really say anything about that.
They're like the hero unit.
Yeah, I can't really question that. And then he goes fights Darth.
Yeah, and I wonder, so they ended it with him running up, and it's like a cinematic camera dip to the lightsaber clash.
Yeah.
But I wonder how, like, if that'll be, if that camera will be in there, like, if you fight another Jedi Master, if you'll get these, like, really cinematic fights in the middle of a giant battlefield.
Yeah, that's true. I do wonder if you're invincible while you're fighting someone else.
Oh, true. Like, someone can't just throw a rocket
yeah,
at you.
Yeah, can I snipe Luke in the head?
While he's clashing?
Yeah. Or is it, like, auto-detect and he'll deflect it?
I don't know.
So many questions that I need answers to.
But, yeah, this, like, all the vehicle stuff looks super cool. Yeah. I like that they had the bubble shield when the airstrike came down.
Yeah.
That was sick. Like, I like all the tactical items.
Yep.
I just want another Battlefield 2142. That's what I want.
No. I'm okay with Star Wars. I'd rather have Star Wars.
You sure?
I'm sure. I had 2142. It was all right.
That was my favorite Battlefield game.
It was cool for its time.
Actually, was it? Yeah, it was. I liked it better than 2.
Interesting. Yeah, but no. Star Wars Battlefront. That's the game to get.
That's the E. If you're going to get one EA game out of all these games, it's Star Wars Battlefront.
Yes. This year, yes. That's the one to get.
That was sick.
Other than that, when is the release date? October 27th, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's sooner than all the November 10th games.
Oh yeah, Fallout's on November 10th.
Yeah. Which is smart.
You know?
You want my money? You release first.
Yeah, this is why we're always surprised nobody releases during the summer, because no one releases games during the summer.
Yeah, well, you know, the more and more active I get, the more and more I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Other than that, I think that's EA, man.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I wasn't too interested in the sports.
Yeah, I wasn't interested in the mobile game.
I wasn't too interested in Pele.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't interested in a lot of it. Although, wait, there is one thing I want to say.
Okay.
Mirror's Edge, they revealed the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed off the evil CEO.
Oh, did you see that tweet as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was, when they first showed off, that was the first thing that came to my head. I'm like, this guy was just on stage.
He's the EA CEO.
I was like, that's meta. I like it. I really hope the conglomerate corporation is... like an acronym for EA or Electronic
Arts. Oh, that'd be sick. That'd be cool.
Yeah. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah. Someone tweeted that out, but they did it in like one of the older press conferences where he was wearing a suit very similar to the antagonist. And I was like, man, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, we'll find out February 23rd.
Mm-hmm. If it acronizes to EA.
Yeah, hopefully. Oh. Gets me thinking. Anyways, yeah. EA was the final thoughts. Give it a sort of rating or whatever.
Grade. I'll give it like a C.
Yeah.
Like, Star Wars was super awesome and Need for Speed is really cool, but all that sports stuff in the middle and like all the mobile game stuff, like it's not necessarily bad. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I understand why they did it. It's just I'm not interested in a Minions game. I'm not interested in fantasy football.
I would agree. I would give it a C as well. Star Wars was the highlight, and as much as I like Mass Effect, it's really just a teaser trailer, nothing really there to grasp at, other than we're making this game. No, actually for real. Yeah, but there you have it. Looks like Ubisoft is coming up next. They start their conference in 10 minutes, and we will be back to reconvene after that.
All right,
see you guys later.
See ya.